The Cap and J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
You need more than 29 to beat the Dolphins?
You might.
Holy bleep.
I'm going to take the Bears to cover the number of 5, but I don't think they win the football game.
It's probably going to be more of a shootout than most people would expect.
Mostert, touchdown. And the Bears let that Miami offense go right through them on a long drive, 75 yards, 1 yard touchdown plunge. Tagovailoa has it to the end zone, touchdown. Tyreek Hill, we just told you he's only been targeted once in the red zone all year. He just caught one right there in a 3 yard touchdown reception. Flip it, baby. Miami battling wind. Oh, it's blocked. It was blocked on the play. Phillips got it. Picked up Van Ginkle, got it for the touchdown. Andrew Van Ginkle on the block punt by Phillips. Shell the block and go. Oh, he's got him. It's Hill. He's going to fly down the sideline and inside the 20.
How could you possibly have fun like this?
Jones the block at the left tackle. Time for Fields. Now he'll accelerate at the first down and break tackles, and he's off to the races. Oh, he got a terrific block down there by Mooney. He's in for six. 61-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Justin Fields.
A field need for speed.
Ow! At 4:23, day 25, third and one. Here comes Fields, getting a block from Pettis, and that opens the door. And he's deep in Miami territory, out of bounds about the Dolphin 31. Fake, Fields on the fly. Fields to the five. It'll be goal to go as he races his way to the five. First and goal. The fake and a good one to the end zone. Comet touchdown. His second today. 4 yard touchdown pass.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Messi pocket going deep in, looking for Claypool, broken up.
That's got to be.
And. There's no, flag. No flag.
I feel good. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I feel good. I feel great. I feel wonderful.
And welcome in on a Bears Monday. Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Charlie, we got you, and we got Alex Brown. The great Alex Brown joins us here from our family here at ESPN 1000 and NBC Sports Chicago. Bears lose against the Dolphins 35-32.
Going out of the back.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Where are
I'm
you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little upset right now, though. A little upset.
What are you mad at?
Because I mean, we did give up 400 yards and 35 points yesterday, and everybody seemed super excited today, which I guess we should be, but we should bring it down a little bit because our defense is playing like trash right now.
Well, we can start right there because that's how I led off the show this morning. I was not happy about how much yardage and how Waddle and Hill were able to just run all over the field. Where did you see the breakdowns the most on this Bears defense yesterday?
Well, it started when those guys hit that 4-2, 4-3 area. Because when you go into a game and you're trying to match two guys that run sub 4-3-5, and it's like, well, you don't want them to get behind you because if they do, then they're gone, right? So you try to give a little bit, and then they just dink and dunk you. And if the quarterback is being accurate, which Tua was, then they're just going to methodically move down the field. And then as you kind of creep up and try to press them a little bit, you start to see those big plays happen. So it's almost like whatever you do, you're wrong. So it was just tough. It was just tough to watch. I think with the offense doing what they were doing, trying to keep us in the game, trying to outscore this team. But I think that was the thought coming into this game, that we would have to outscore them. And the fact that it came down to a blocked punt for a touchdown that ended up being the deciding factor, just, I mean, that doesn't sit well with me.
AB, we watch the game together as we do every week. If I told you Justin plays like this for the large majority of the games going forward, and the Bears finish at 5-12, but Justin looks like, yep, we got a quarterback. Is the season a success?
Well, if you tell me he's going to do this right here for the rest of the year, I'm going to go ahead and offer him an 8-year, $160 million contract. Dude, I'm going to pull Atlanta Braves and sign him early, right? But, hell yeah, it's a success, man. Like, it means that Luke Getsy and that offensive staff has figured out what works best for him. And now what we've been lacking for some time is an identity and a system that we can start to put pieces on to make that system run better. I think having an offensive line where we don't have to take out the dropback passes in the pocket, which I think he can throw from the pocket. It's just he can't be protected right now from the pocket, so he can't throw because he is getting hit every time or getting sacked or pressured in some sense. So you don't want him in the pocket. You want to get him outside of the pocket. But if we can start adding those pieces moving forward, yes, absolutely. It's going to be a super exciting team to watch, an explosive offense. You throw a number one in there, and now the guy Mooney, who you wanted to be, not you in particular, Cap, but who people wanted to be the number one in Mooney at the beginning of the season, now he's your third receiver. That just makes this offense go. It makes it a lot more explosive and gives Justin a lot of toys to play with.
So how would you assess the play from Gordon and Brisker in the secondary? Because Eddie Jackson is supposed to be the anchor there. He got screwed on a call, but there's no question. But how would you assess what happened? Because as Cap and I have been talking about, what an education they got from dealing with Hill and Waddle and Tua getting the ball out quickly.
I think it's growing pains. That's what it is. It's understanding how you play a team that is built around speed like this team. So it's just one of those games where you come in and they haven't been put in this situation yet. They've been put in a situation where they had to face a guy like Justin Jefferson. But he's not Tyreek Hill. He's not Waddle. And then when you have two of them, it's like, whoa, hold on, wait a minute. Like, what's going on? Because we can't press him. But if you press him, you see when you give – if you're not giving him 10 yards or 12 yards, he's running by you. You're just hoping Tua doesn't see him. Because he's that fast, both of them. So it's a learning experience as we get better guys. And it's not just a secondary. We have to get pressure. A lot of times I saw yesterday where that pocket was clean for Tua. We cannot have a clean pocket for a team like that that has those type of guys. So going into a game like that next time, I would hope the coaches are really harping on that front four really getting after the quarterback, because we need to help our secondary out.
Alex, in terms of the ability to continue to run the football like the Bears are doing, and we're not getting huge productivity from the running backs, so to speak, yesterday. It's on Justin. A lot of that is he knows how to make people miss. How much of what we're seeing, in your opinion, is sustainable the rest of the season until they finally go get better linemen and better receivers?
Well, it's what they do. I mean, it's what Justin does. This is a part of his game. It's not like he's Tom Brady out there and he ran for 101 yards yesterday, you know? It's like, or he ran for 170 and he's Tom Brady. Well, that would be an anomaly, right? It's something that you don't see very often, but this is a part of Justin's game, him being able to tuck the ball and run, being able to design run plays for him. Once you get that, those offensive pieces around him, and he just becomes more explosive, what it makes the defense does. Like what we saw late in that game, you start to see spies. You start to see guys that the defense, it puts them in a situation that they're not comfortable with. So they're not comfortable with having a spy because they don't have to do it every week. So this is something new that the defense has to prepare for when playing Justin. It gives them It gives Justin and the offensive coaches an opportunity to get bigger plays down the field.
Coach Brown, who are you cutting from the Bears today?
Excuse me. I am absolutely, if you can't catch the ball and you're a receiver, I'm getting rid of you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I need you to catch the football. So, guys that can't catch, you got one more week. All right.
Oh, you're giving Saint Brown another week?
Keep positive. You know what? I'm gonna keep it positive because the offense looked really good. I don't want to snatch anybody away from that just yet. But if you go out and show me something, the same thing, it starts to become my fault because I'm the coach and I keep putting you out there, knowing that you can't do it. So this is your last chance. This is it.
How about that?
So,
yeah, I would cut his ass this morning.
That's enough of that, Alex.
Go on.
Alex, we're cutting St. Brown today because fourth down, big spot. You just got to catch the football. That game, listen, whether the win is important to Bears fans or the organization or not, you had a chance to win that ball game yesterday. And St. Brown in the big spot dropped it in the fourth down.
Well, St. Brown in a big spot dropped the ball. True enough. But yesterday, I would say Mooney, you got Claypool, and you got a guy in Cole Kmet who is having a hell of a day. Why are those three guys you're trying to go to before going to St. Brown? You can't tell me all three of those guys are covered. So, like, that's a question in itself for me. Why are we throwing the ball to him? Why didn't we put the ball to a Mooney, to Claypool? Cole Kmet had a great day yesterday. Why are we targeting those guys for that biggest play of the game? So I would look at Luke Getsy and those guys, but I'm trying to be positive here, even though we gave up 35 and all these yards, we got on defense. QB1 looks great, man. He looks great, and it is exciting to watch him. I'm so glad for the last 3 weeks they figured it out. I know Cap is the one to bring this up, and I love you, Cap. But I don't care if it's the quarterback running. I don't care if it's the running backs running. We are at four games in a row, 200-plus yards rushing, and I'm taking it.
Let me just tell you this. You can't tell me as a Bear, and that's what you are in your blood, a Bear.
And a saint.
Mm-hmm. He's not a saint. He's a Gator and a Bear. Uh-huh. You can't tell me you're not taking joy like I am this morning watching the Packers flail around in the fetal position.
Oh, without question. Without question. Watching it yesterday and seeing things that I am not accustomed to seeing and watching Aaron Rodgers throw interceptions, period. Let alone throwing them while in the red zone. It was a beautiful thing to watch.
Packers are in hospice, buddy.
Yes, they are. I love it. We found our quarterback and they're struggling. I love it.
It's the best.
Alex, we appreciate the scrimmage we had a couple of weeks ago against you as we beat Tennessee, Georgia. So we appreciate that scrimmage a couple of weeks ago.
You know what? Y'all are something else. Hey, I'm the Georgia Bulldogs are for real, man. Uh-huh. You'll never hear me say it again.
They
are for real.
Okay, and by the way, nice win against Texas A&M. Very nice.
Thank
on
you.
The road.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. AR-15. Let's go.
Wow. Unbelievable. Anthony Richardson.
He played well. I liked
it. Yes, he did.
Hey, man, have a good week.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, thanks. Appreciate it.
It is Alex Brown.
He's another five.
It's $5.
Yeah. Cough like five times.
Flight.
Bernie's book bank.
Yeah, well, the flight.
Yes.
He's on the plane. He's got that cough of the plane, probably.
He got back last night. He had a good night's rest.
Yeah. $5 at Bernie'sBookBank.org. 312-332-3776, our phone number. Cap and I will take your phone calls on this Bears Monday. It's your turn. You heard from Alex Brown, his thoughts. Now your thoughts. The Bears lose. What stood out most about Justin Fields' record day as a quarterback for the Chicago Bears? We're talking about it with you on Cap and Jay Hood.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood. Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad that you're with us here for this Bears Monday. The Bears fall short against the Dolphins 35-32. Cap and I are talking about it Kappa, the one thing, whether you are into fantasy, gambling, or just like to watch the game, you like to see something consistent with the officiating. It's a hard job. We understand that. But what we saw yesterday is just an imbalance as far as officiating. If you always call pass interference, I mean, you just blow and touch on a wide receiver, and for whatever reason they call pass interference. That situation with Eddie Jackson, okay, I could take that PI call. But with Claypool, come on, man. You got two guys draped all over him. That's a pass interference in any game we see in the NFL.
That's a fine. Completely agree with you. 1,000%. That if you're going to call one, some think it's ticky-tack. Okay, I'll give you that one on Eddie Jack. Then you got to call the one on Claypool.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, just like, besides what you think the Bears should be, win, lose, whatever, but just, you want to have a game that's consistent.
Agreed.
All right. Afternoon, we are number one in afternoons in the UK. Did you
Big
know that?
Big time.
Did you know that?
Big time.
And in Chicago. Here is Berlissimo on ESPN 1000. Good morning, bruv.
Good morning, bruv. Nice to see that you checked that I'm taking the receipts there, John. That's why I'm actually calling in today. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
Mr. Kaplan, David.
Good to talk to you, man.
The point of the call is that what we've seen from Justin Fields has been evident for quite a long time in terms of what he can be. Now, a lot of people haven't seen it, or you know, they need to see the proof on the field, etc., etc., etc. But the thing is, with the offense being changed from what it was last year, with the scheme being changed, only two players on offense that actually knew what that scheme was before we started the season, being Lucas Patrick, a reserve offensive lineman at Green Bay, and Equanimeous St. Brown, a reserve wide receiver at Green Bay. Those are the only two that really knew most of the scheme, and obviously it's all been changed. We are now seeing a team that is bedding into what gets to expect, the depth of routes that need to be run. We're seeing Justin Fields able to overcome deficiencies on the offensive line. Now, the problem is, with the offensive line this year, we've had so much flux and change, it really has affected the offensive progress. But these games, these points, were all down to execution in the red zone, largely, apart from, obviously, Justin's really long run. And the difference is once you've got everyone that starts to understand the scheme, the nuance, what's expected, what we're going to do, and then you get the threat of Justin and what he's doing, that's when you see defenses not know what to cover. They can't just rule out one thing. We can't just double, Darnell Mooney, because if we do that, then Cole Kmet comes open or Justin runs the ball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. This has been a long time coming. A lot of people didn't see it coming, Cap, but I did. And at the end of the day, I'm going to ask for the receipts, because I've been telling you and I've been telling you and I've been telling you. If the offensive line is fit for the whole year, let's say Braxton Jones, Cody Whitehair on the form that he's shown this year, because he's vastly improved over the last 2 years this year. Let's say Lucas Patrick at centre, Tevin Jenkins at right guard, and Larry Borum at
not
right tackle.
Good enough, Berlissimo. There's a reason they're running the way they are. We love you dearly. They, by their own admission, trust me, up there, we can't protect this kid, and we don't have enough weapons where he could sit in the pocket, process, go through it. Cannot happen. That's why they've changed the way they're using him. You're a smart guy. I like watching your breakdowns. The reason is they don't believe Braxton Jones, Cody Whitehair, Lucas Patrick, Tevin Jenkins, Larry Borum are good enough to win with in the National Football League if you drop your quarterback back in the pocket. That's why they're not doing it.
At 3:24 in London, we appreciate your telephone
Thank
call.
Thank you, Berlissimo.
The Bears' offense was dynamic. It was productive. They had dynamic, productive drives. Justin Fields was spectacular, 178 yards rushing, a record for quarterbacks in the regular season. But, Cap, I would say that with wide receiver depth on this football team, Justin Fields doesn't have to run for 178 yards.
Agreed.
I loved what I saw out there, because he said, you know what, here's what I'm going to do. I see running lanes. This is not dissing Montgomery or Herbert. It's not dissing the wide receivers, but I have an opportunity to be able to help move the chains with my legs. That's what we saw yesterday.
That is correct. And he's been smart. He gets out of bounds. He slides. He's doing all he can to protect himself. So it's going to take time in the talent acquisition portion of Ryan Poles' job.
Since mid-October, the Bears, 376 yards, 31 points over the last three games, scoring drives, 17 scoring drives the last three games. Now think about before, right around the Washington game and before that, how awful, how lousy the offense was. Could not move the football. You saw Justin try to pretty much chain to the pocket, and now he feels like he could be able to run and really help this offense in a big way.
He does, and they have listened to him. That was, I keep going back to that self-scout, and let's, what do we have to do to help this kid stay, A, alive, and B, give us a better chance to win some football games?
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines we go. There's Ryan in Woodstock on ESPN 1000. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Sparkles?
Man, I took my son yesterday to his first Bears game. And, you know, without outside of walking out with the W, we walked out with smiles on our faces. I mean, football to me is, I think, to a lot of people, is entertainment, right? And it's not entertaining when you're putting up 7 points a game. But when you're putting up 30 points a game, that's pretty entertaining. Now, we got to work on the defense a little bit, not giving up 35 points. But I walked away yesterday feeling really good about the way that that offense played. I wanted to get your guys' take on that.
Well, how did your son enjoy the game? That's what I want to know. How did he like it?
Oh, man. He was screaming out there. We had a bunch of good fans around us that, you know, they were respectful and kept him involved in the game. We really enjoyed it. He had a blast.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate the phone call. And shout out to the fans, too, by the way. After you watched the game in Dallas, to come back to Soldier Field, the fans were in full throat. They were, you could hear the, as soon as Claypool got his first reception,
they went nuts.
I never heard a reception like that for a guy that got, what, a couple yards? Just for him to be able to get that, right? Not even a touchdown.
It was really cool. And again, he's not a number one receiver. He's just not.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a solid football player, better than some of the guys that we have. Just keep adding good players to the roster. That's all you got to do.
Richard Sherman on Twitter says, crazy how good Justin Fields looks when you play to his strengths and put pressure on the defense to defend all 11. What do you think of that comment?
Say it again.
Crazy how good Justin Fields looks when you play to his strengths and put pressure on the defense to defend all 11.
Yeah, he's exactly right. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
From sure, from Richard
Sherman.
On his
verified Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how sustainable it is to always play that way. You got to get this kid some help. Like, he makes a great throw on fourth down, and it gets dropped. You, Velus Jones, inactive yesterday because throw a 50-yard bomb, dropped. Smith Marset.
Oh, my God.
Multiple mistakes. Like, that stuff has to get cleaned up.
But isn't that the same as the Jalen Hurts strategy where the Eagles were kind of like, let's wait and see, show us what you got, and then he did it, and they were like, okay, now we'll go get you help, and all of a sudden he's an MVP candidate.
Right.
Some other things that back that up. Shay, is this Sam from ESPN or Emmanuel from Fox?
I believe it's Emmanuel Acho.
From Fox?
Yes.
If it's not, it's a $10 fine.
I don't have $10.
Okay, well, it's going to. It says Acho on Fields, and there's two Achos.
No, it's Emmanuel, and I will
from
pay
Fox?
His fine. Yes.
Okay.
I will pay his fine if it's not, because I sent him the audio.
Oh, so it's you.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Acho from Fox. It's not Sammy Acho from ESPN.
Hold on a second. Hang on.
Hold on. Let's listen. I'll tell you if it's. I can tell the difference between the two Achos. The Sam Acho is smiley. Emmanuel Acho is very direct.
This is.
It says Acho on Fields. Didn't say which Acho.
Yeah,
it is
Emmanuel.
I think I saw it on TikTok last night.
Yeah, it is Emmanuel. The miraculous evolution of Justin Fields.
All right. Emmanuel Acho.
Yes.
Not smiling Sammy Acho, right?
Correct.
Okay, here we go.
Team meeting. Justin Fields is the most dangerous quarterback in football right now. It's not my opinion. Just watch the tape and you will believe the same thing as soon as it's done. He's savvy, he's athletic, and he's accurate. Right now, the Miami Dolphins, these 1, 2, 3, 4 defenders have these 1, 2, 3 wide receivers. But because the Miami Dolphins are such a threat with the running game, and because Justin Fields is so incredibly savvy, watch the hidden ball and the ball placement. The four defenders, 1, 2, 3, 4, they all think it's a run because of how magnificent a job Justin Fields did with the ball fake. Even this contained defender, he also thinks it's a run. Justin Fields, he's savvy, creates an easy money touchdown right there because that was savviness out of the quarterback position.
Emmanuel Acho from Fox, his thoughts about Justin Fields.
Yeah, he does a whole 2-minute breakdown of him that's well worth your time. And yes, he is the Emmanuel Acho from Fox Sports 1 And he does a really nice job in his breakdowns of different players.
I thought the play action, especially what he just did there, was especially useful because I texted you guys live when that play happened.
Mm-hmm.
That ball fake was incredible.
That was Peyton Manning like on the ball fake. And that's what he's been trying to do, is mimic what Peyton did, the way he hid the ball on his hip.
Thick thighs save lives. And also very good with hiding the football.
That's it.
Always to his side. You know that. So it's very good. We're going to hear from Justin Fields and Matt Eberflus coming up next. Hey, Jason and Niles.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
We're good. We'll tell you how good coming up next on Cap and J-Hood.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
College basketball is back. As a matter of fact, your partner will be broadcasting live from Credit Union One, UIC Flames, against the Trinity Trolls tonight at 7 on ESPN+.
What is their nickname?
Trinity Christian Trolls.
Jeez.
I know.
Is that the mascot with like the wild hair, like a little troll
green
doll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who we're playing tonight.
Wow.
It's the opener tonight in Little Italy. 7 o'clock on ESPN+. I mean, it shows you how fast the calendar is, right?
It's insane.
Everything now, baseball is just done, but now everything's on out there for you to watch. College basketball.
I don't have a game till January.
Yeah, but my game starts tonight.
Crazy.
So you got your bets ready?
I don't yet. Looking at a few things.
Here's the recap of Loyola Fairleigh Dickinson. Let me just tell you, they're well coached. I'm just telling you. I can't wait for that.
Crazy.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. We're talking to you about the Bears. We're going to hear from Eberflus and Fields momentarily. But, Cap, I think that we're on the same page. We're very happy for what we saw from Justin Fields. I mean, listen, when you see just lousy, dead-ass offense for years, for decades in this town, and you see Justin Fields get on his horse and start running around the field, running around Soldier Field, making a difference offensively, when he's connecting to receivers and you're close, again, not just this game, the Cowboy game, the Patriots game as well, just to put points on the board, it gives you solace. It gives you that feeling like, boy, the future is bright with Justin Fields in the offense.
Agreed. We have a quarterback. Now you got to surround him.
He's got also as a football player.
What about the defense, though? As Alex Brown, he comes into the call at 9 o'clock, and he was not happy because that's his side of the football, man. He wants, and I'm not happy either that Tua's uniform was clean. I mean, no interceptions, no sacks. But again, it's about talent. We talk about how young Justin Fields is and looking at what he does on the offensive side. Here's Brisker and Gordon. A couple of young guys are rookies. They were learning on the job yesterday in a big way.
Well, when you have to deal with Tyreek Hill, all right, you get him. That guy's too fast for me. And then you go, oh, Waddle, dude's not much slower.
Oh, boy.
And then Gesicki, and then Mostert and Jeff Wilson running the football, and then Tua's clean all day. It's going to be a tough day for your defense.
No sacks, no interceptions on Tua, no pass rush, no pressure, no results. No results outside of just giving up a whole bunch of points. And by the way, that might happen against the Lions. It might happen at the Falcons. But it just shows you, okay, why that happened. Wait until you get to the draft and free agency when Pohl starts plugging those holes on this roster.
Agreed. We got to get guys who can play up front and stop the run first and foremost.
As mentioned earlier, Jason and Niles is on ESPN 1000.
Hey, Jay Bone.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. So yesterday was the third game I went to this year. Mm-hmm. And it would meant a little bit more to me because I was able to bring my 4- and 5-year-old girl with me. Shout out to Gary for getting us there. But, what a blast the game was. I was just going to let you know, we were in the Waldron Deck tailgating, and we just got there and just set up, and we're taking a picture with all the kids and stuff, their first game. And out of nowhere, during the picture, nobody else but George McCaskey walks up behind us in his Bears jacket, and He was a great guy. I didn't expect to see him out there. I heard you guys talk about him before.
Yeah.
You know, popping up here and there. But, he was a great guy. And besides that, the game itself, I mean, we were 40-yard line, 10 rows up, and I had my daughter next to me, and, man, we had a blast. I mean, just to see this offense to finally come to where it's at right now after what we've had to see the last, I don't know how many years. I mean, to actually have a quarterback and a coordinator and a GM, and it's a good time to be a Bears fan, and it's I appreciate you guys taking my call. I just want to share that with you.
Jason, it's so good to be with your family. Let's take a selfie. I'm sure that was the case. I mean, George has not changed over the years. As a guy that was, you know, before he got this position, Cap, he was also always around the fans. So he hasn't really changed. He's always just roaming around.
He is. He and Tom Ricketts both have no problem roaming with the fans. None.
There's something very cool about that, actually.
It is.
Because you could hide in the box, you know, like Jerry Jones or some of these other owners, blank, and just kind of hide in the box and then come down after the game. No, they're around the fans. This is how George gets his intel, by the way.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
He is.
That's correct.
That's what he is. Let's take a selfie, and how come you don't have a Kodak?
And why are you not wearing one of these expensive new jackets? They're available in the store there.
Nobody sports a varsity jacket, a varsity Bears jacket like George McCaskey.
He's a great dude. They just haven't won any football games.
I can't wait for the Bears Archie sweater to come out. It's going to look like Archie from the comic strip.
Yes.
Got B for Bears.
Big B, like a Letterman sweater.
That's right. Here he is, the great James from Gurnee on ESPN 1000 with Captain J. Hood. All right, James.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, my 4-year-old daughter was at the game in my living room realizing why I'm screaming, catch the football, St. Brown. Come on, man. See a cut. Having said that, there's a reason why Montgomery's still on his football team, because Khalil Herbert couldn't block himself.
Oh,
that
boy.
Kid, he better step up. Oh. Oh, my. That was the only reason that the punt was blocked. There's no other reason. That's why you don't see him on the football field, because that kid can't block. Having said that, it's been a long time to see an offense like this. I mean, Justin's got a ways to go. I'm glad that he knows how to divert himself from getting hit, but eventually, hopefully, with more talent, he won't have to do as much, but he's savvy behind there. And I think on the defensive side, Brisker, Gordon, I don't know, guys, because I know he's young. He's playing out of position, but I've never seen a Pro Bowl football player, even as a rookie, get beat as much as he did. I could be wrong. I know I have to learn. And on the defensive side, I like to see them get a little bit more aggressive. I mean, they're going to get beat anyway. I'd like them to ski a little bit more aggressive on the defensive side. But overall, I mean, guys, this is what we've been clamoring for years. And now we're going to have to, hopefully they can fill this defense. But yeah, my daughter got a quick taste in how it is. And real quick, the referee side, and I don't like to complain, but come on, man, that's play. It's at least holding. Even Justin Jones on that BS call for no grounding, they pulled his shirt out from, it's just like, and I don't want to be the conspiracy theorist with all this crap, but come on, that was clearly at least a holding on Claypool. At least holding, it's just, that kind of stuff takes away the purity of the sport when it seems like sometimes these refs are just like, I don't know what they're watching. But yeah, my daughter got a quick glimpse on, catch the football, St. Brown's on his football team, cut him. Yes. Cut him, because that's it.
Nope. He wants him out.
Yeah, Alex said, I'll give him one more week. No.
No.
Thoughts? But they will. He's a good blocker.
Thank you, James from Gurnee, for the phone call. Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Bears on Fields efficiency.
Yeah, just as like we talked about before, just his pocket presence. You know, he feels more comfortable back there. His platform, he's in balance. You know, he's looking down the field to throw the ball, which is a dangerous thing for the defense, and he's progressing that way. Well, I think that when you have the design runs the way we have them, I think it sets them, you know, we have the sweeps and the powers and the counters and the misdirections, and then you have the ability to, you know, our runners didn't have the numbers they usually have today, but they've had great numbers, you know, and they're having that 1-2 punch and really the third punch with the quarterback to be able to run the ball that way. I think it's very difficult for the defense. Speed. Yeah, I saw speed and his elusiveness, and then once he gets into the open field, he runs away from pretty much most people, and he did it right there. And I think it was, I want to say Mooney, am I right on that? Had a really nice, smart, you know, shield block on that particular play, and that was really good to see.
Thoughts there from Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Bears.
I like listening to him. Again, he's not Joe Funny Guy. It's not Ozzie or Ditka or Madden
or Dan Campbell.
Or Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell hasn't won anything, so he's not as entertaining.
Uh-huh.
We'll get a dose of him this week because the Bears play the Lions.
God.
First of twice this year. But I think Matt really, Eberflus, is honest.
Yes.
We don't get that. I got to go check the tape. He said, I'll do my evaluations, but he gives you answers.
Mm-hmm.
So I like seeing that.
Well, I mean, I like that he's forthright in telling you, Cap, like, we got a bunch of kids here, and we're just trying to develop them. It's the truth.
And you know, when Paul says to him, hey, I'm trading Quinn, and Roquan's going to be next, he's on board with it. Ryan Poles talked about that with Waddle and Sylvie and said, I'm so thankful for the relationship I have with my coach, because he could tell him, I know you really like this dude, but it's for the best for the long term.
Understood.
Done.
Understood. It's a brand new regime, and you mold and shape the team the way you want. You just want it to be a perennial winner.
Agreed.
It's the idea that you got to get past the Minnesota Vikings.
They're good.
Because apparently the Packers are going the wrong direction, so the Vikings are the team you got
to
beat.
Yes. Good luck to the Packers. Your outlook is not good. You're in hospice.
Marty, if you'd stop yapping your trap for a second, I could tell you. The price is $200 per quilt.
My God.
That's from Happy Gilmore.
More of your calls coming up and the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day on Chicago's Home for Sports.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J-Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Do da dippity.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. I think you can get with this because this is kind of fat.
Captain J. Hood kicking it with you until 10 o'clock, and then it'll be Mike Greenberg with Greeny from 10 to noon, Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6, Black and Abdallah from 6 to 8, Freddie and Fitzsimmons 8 to midnight right here on ESPN 1000, Chicago's Home for Sports. Would you get off your phone, for God's sakes, Cap? It's funny. You are today years old when you realize that it's college basketball, knowing that it'll be Mississippi Valley against Baylor. That'll be the first game at 11 o'clock.
And you're it's like the NCAA tournament almost.
I mean, all these big-ass spreads. You're really going to dive in on that?
I just did.
What is the matter with you?
I'm nuts.
You want to tell everybody your play?
Nope.
Is it going to be on the recap on YouTube where you can find David Kaplan's recaps? YouTube?
Nope.
It'll be on the tip of the cap, though.
Is that... So what is that, Cap? Is that going to be on Unfiltered today? And finally, big spreads out there. Let me help you. I'm just telling you. Ooey pooey. Come on, stop. Not today. Can't you wait?
Nope. That's
what you're going to do. You're going to be standing there. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got some tips for you. There's nothing really going on. Bears, whatever. Let's talk about college basketball. I got some plays for you. Stop.
I didn't go back to coaching.
Cap, it's the first day. These big-ass spreads.
Oh, my God.
Isn't Duke playing today, too?
Yeah, they're 15 and a half, I think.
You're out of your mind.
UT Martin is intriguing because Pitt has some some guys sidelined.
Excuse me? What'd you say?
Tennessee Martin.
No one's ever said that. An open microphone.
Certainly not on Chicago radio.
Who is Martin?
And I find a very intriguing game. Indianapolis at Iowa State. They're disbanding the program at IUPUI after the season. The schools are actually splitting. Yes. They'll be in Indiana and a Purdue, and they're getting rid of athletics. Yeah, those kids will be motivated to play.
You're unbelievable.
Lay the 29.
Do you remember?
Don't be saying it out loud.
I don't know if you saw this last year, Cap, but do you remember at one point last year, Ooey Pooey had like four players active, so they held tryouts just to get a body.
UIC played them. I call that game. Tough. It was six guys. No, seriously. I called the game. Six guys. Holy smokes.
Not good.
They almost beat us. All right, time for the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Snorling, I could do the same exact thing, and he curls up in a fetal position, which wouldn't be shocking. But,
oh, my God.
Right?
It's not true. I'll go toe-to-toe with you any day.
Pack a lunch, bring a platoon.
Why does he have to eat?
He better be well fed and ready to go.
Okay.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
That is the Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Cap and J Hood cut of the day. I'm going to give you a dessert to try. The carrot cake there is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And the mint Oreo ice cream pie. Try one of those. Oh, you'll top off an amazing experience and meal.
Chase from the South Side on ESPN 1000. Hi, Chase.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Chase Bank, what's up, man?
What's happening, Cap, man? I watched you last night again, man. Love them Jays.
Appreciate you.
All right. So the thing is, I just want to know this, right? If say, like, I likely right now Fields is the guy. So are we sort of to the point where now we can maybe forgive Pace for miss? Like, I know people are still hurt over the passing on Mahomes for Trubisky thing, but let's say Fields develops, continues getting better, and we say within a couple of years he turns in to be a superstar. Who would take the credit for all that? Would it be Pace for drafting him? Would it be Getsy for developing him? Or Nagy for finding him? I mean, who would take the credit in if Fields is developing? And will we finally stop, you know, crying over passing on Mahomes? Like, would that ever be the question? That's all I wanted to know about that.
That's a good question, and I think everybody will get a little bit of credit. Pace for trading up. Matt for Nagy for evaluating all the QBs in the draft and going, that's the guy, get him.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke Getsy and Matt Eberflus and Andrew Janocco. And then the lion's share has to go to Justin.
Of course.
Justin's the one putting in work and getting his head kicked in by, you know, getting pass rushed to death till they finally got him out on the edge. Everybody will deserve a little bit of credit. But in the end, the credit will go to the kid.
Shay?
Who cares? Who cares who gets the credit? If the Bears have a good quarterback, that's all that matters. Who cares?
Yeah.
Develop him. Let him play well. Keep playing to his strengths the way they have. I think Getsy deserves a lot of credit for that. But at the end of the day, just have a good quarterback, and nobody will care who gets the credit because the team will be good.
Agreed.
It's interesting. We talk so much about Justin Fields and his development. The same thing with Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. He liked what he saw from Fields as well.
Oh, he impressed me a lot. How much rushing yards did he have? He had like 200?
73 or something.
Jeez. I mean, dude's a baller. Dude's a baller. And, you know, he was making some plays in the pass game as well. But I'm happy for him. You know, I'm happy for the success that he's finding. He's finding himself in this league. And, you know, I think people are starting to recognize more the more he gets out and has those opportunities to play.
That's cool. That's cool. That's real recognizing real right there.
Yeah, no question. Dude's a baller.
He was like, did he have 200 yards rushing? The media told him. And I think it shocked him.
Yeah, 178. Most ever in a regular season game. Three off tying the all-time record in a playoff game that was set by Colin Kaepernick.
He didn't look concussed, Tua. He looked like he was in command.
He looked good.
In the pocket, throwing. He had open lanes, too, because no one was coming at him.
Oh, my goodness.
It probably felt like college for him. Probably felt like he was back at Bama.
One touchdown in the front right corner of the end zone to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
You might want to be within 8 yards of him.
Yeah. I mean, the game was in Chicago, and the defense was in Rockford for whatever reason.
Not good.
So
it is what it is, kid.
It is. But the Bears lose.
You have a great day and a great call tonight.
You know what? Thank you very much. You have a good gambling day.
I'll be playing some college hoops.
So ridiculous. Today. So ridiculous.
When bet against teams I've never heard of.
And that's the bane of gambling, isn't
that
it?
That is the philosophy.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of them? No. Can you name their coach? No. Can you name a player? No. Lay them.
Thank you, Twitch, brought to you by DraftKings. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, callers and listeners, to the Cap and J Hood Morning Show. We'll do this again tomorrow at 7 o'clock right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. So long, everybody.
Good work, Charlie. Take that.
From Chicago.
And Shay.